days, and I'm loving it. I may have bitten off more than I can chew, but this is the perfect testbed for the Mark II upgrade. The fighters are coming around. Two are going high to cut you off. I lock my arms down to stabilize as I blast near straight up. Their radar is searching. They won't find anything. Epic, lock on the lead jet with the particle beam and inform his computer when he's dead. As soon as my AI comes back with a targeting solution, I cut thrust to float for a few seconds. As the G's dissipate, I bring my arm up, wrist down, and point it where he tells me. I don't actually fire. The beam would slice through the pilot's plane, and I don't have $70 million to replace it. Splash one. Epic is really into all the military jargon, and I can't say I blame him. I'm dogfighting with... The sky lights up in a shower of flame. A shockwave hits, and I'm flailing through the air. My shields scream at me for more power, and I can hear the ping of debris deflecting off my armor. How did we miss that one? They took advantage of your momentary lapse in speed to fire a missile at you without locking on. The pilot eyeballed it. Detonation was 10 feet behind us. I kick in the M-drive, and I'm shooting through the air. My airspeed approaches 600, and the air starts to condense in front of me as I approach the so-called sound barrier. Give me their ears, Epic. A few seconds pass, and a green light pops on my HUD. Okay, boys, you got me. Good hit. Now, let's see who can hit 60,000 feet the fastest. The radio distorts his reply.
You heard her, Valkyrie 3. Tally-ho!
Valkyrie 3 and 4 surge past about a half mile away. Their tails light a trail in the sky as the engines effortlessly push them past Mach 1, quickly followed by Mach 2.
Full burn! Straight up!
My HUD flashes as the parts in my improved systems rearrange themselves to give me maximum thrust from my new drive. All power from my zero-point field module shunts into the M-drive, and a burst of acceleration elicits a grunt from me. Epic locks me up since we're on a ballistic trajectory. The whole thing takes 3 seconds, but in that time, the fighters have shot up 7,000 feet. My airspeed indicator highlights for ease of visual reference. I don't know what I was expecting when I crossed the sound barrier. I hoped it would be cool. It was just another number on the screen. I'm sure from below it sounds awesome. 3 seconds later, we hit Mach 2. Next time I do this, I need to arrange someone to film it. More power! I really want to beat these guys. Epic flashes the amount of joules he's already dumping into the M-drive, and even I'm impressed. The drive is fantastic, but it was never meant for operating in an atmosphere. The idea was designed for space, with no friction and a 10-watt battery recharged by solar winds. With a little tweaking and a few 100,000 watts, it can push me just about anywhere I want to go. Mach 3. I let out a whoop on the radio as I blast by 60,000 feet a half second before the jets. The radio crackles to life with the pilot's voice.
If you ever want to rent one of those out, ma'am, I know about 50 men and women who would love to take it for a spin, he tells me.
He has a nice voice, and if I recall correctly, he's an older fellow and the commander of the wing. A colonel?
That probably won't happen, Colonel, but if I ever consider it, I think you would be the man for the job.
They squawk their radios as they turn south to head back to base. We're still doing Mach 3 as we just pass 80,000 feet. The air is thinning. A plane would be slowed by the thinning air as it would receive less lift under the wings. But since I don't rely on aerodynamics to maneuver, it has the effect of speeding us up due to the lack of resistance.
What do you say, Epic? Give the Mark II a spin in space? Be the first non-powered human in orbit without a shuttle?
Not today. There is an emergency call coming in from HQ. All hands on deck. A gang of super-powered criminals known as the Riot Boys are attacking Phoenix.
Attacking? Just attacking, not robbing anything?
It is unclear at this time. They have leveled a small building and are blowing up parked cars. Speed is suggested. Fleet is currently on scene evacuating civilians.
I guess it's time to show off the Mark II after all. Bring us about, Number One, and send us on our way.
The trajectory for the course flashes on the HUD as Epic brings us over and kicks in the drive. At our altitude, it only takes a few seconds to reach Phoenix. Wind roars by as we plunge toward the city I've called home most of my life. Excitement builds in my gut as we close the distance. I can't wait to show off my new tech.
Any update on what they're doing?
Yes. While their actions appear to be random, they are in fact setting up distractions while a small team infiltrates a jewelry outlet in the Paradise Valley area.
Paradise Valley is right next